incredible co-host, Jenna. I need to think of like, God,
Hi,
I need to
Aim.
think of
How are
another
ya?
word. I keep saying incredible, and not that you're not incredible, but I just feel like incredible is so lame. I
It's
know.
getting a little played out. It's losing its like incredibility
It
here.
is.
So
It's
how's it
going. What
going?
are we talking about this week? I feel like Bravo World, we have a lot of pop culture. I feel like we're kind of slow.
Okay, interesting. What did Yeah, so we'll do a little pop culture, Summer House, Vanderpump, The Valley. I had a few comments
Ooh, I'm
about Below
st
Deck. I don't even know if I put them on the outline, but I am like totally caught up and I just have a few little
Shit, I'm
things that
so
I would like to say.
behind. Okay.
Well, that's fine.
I feel like I've been slacking in a lot of areas, but pop culture wise, so I shot. Okay, so I had a friend's bachelorette this weekend, and one of the gals is a Swiftie. I'd say you're a seven. I'd say she's a nine. And
Oh,
she
okay, she's
was
in there.
like, I saw the podcast. She was like, what are your thoughts on the album? And I was like, well, I know your thoughts. I don't know if you've heard my thoughts. And I told her my thoughts about how, I'm not a Swiftie, but I don't know how I feel. And throughout the night, she kept dropping, when I would like tell a story about my life, she kept dropping Taylor Swift lyrics into the fold
Oh.
throughout my stories. And I was like, what is that? She'd be like, it's from London, whatever it's called. Sorry, I'm so long, London.
So long,
It's
London.
from, great song.
Great song,
It's
by the
from
way.
Fortnite. It's and she was just like dropping these gems and incorporating in them into my life story. So I told Alexa to start playing it. And okay,
Go ahead.
I you know that I'm
Talk to
fine
me.
about calling myself a hypocrite. I have no issues.
Totally. You do it
And
every week on this
I
show.
just think it's one of those albums that you have to listen to. It's obviously not her Midnight's album, her pop quote, like her pop album, but there's some really good songs. And
You're
also,
into it.
I watched the Fortnite video and Posty, not that I love Posty, I love Posty. I dressed up as Posty for Halloween. Post Malone in that video gave me PQs in a way that he hasn't. And when they showed him without his tattoos and he was in his pea coat with his beard and his beautiful hair, it did something to me. You know what it did? What did it do? Gave me a tingle in my Pringle.
A Pringle in your tingle. I hate it. I hate it so much. I
So I was
hate
wrong.
it. I hate it. Let's go with
Yeah.
PQs. So
No.
you're not the only one. I think it was like New York Times or New York Magazine or The Cut. Someone out there in New York put out an article basically saying
Yeah.
exactly what you're saying. Like, okay, we jumped, like we reviewed it too soon. And now that it like a week or so has passed, it might actually be some of Taylor's best work. And I was like, this is
And
what I'm
like,
saying. Some of those songs are so
yeah,
freaking
my friend
good.
who was out with Saturday, who I was with Saturday, basically like said, like, you can't have the ship go down with this sail or something. She just like played the shit out of me with Taylor Swift lyrics over and over again. It was
This is
so
really
funny.
funny. I
Yeah,
kind of
she's
want to know
awesome.
her.
Shout out. Yeah, she is such a Swiftie, and it was really just great to be kind of called out on my BS, because Amy 101. Yeah.
Love this for you.
So that's where I'm at on that. I'm
Okay,
re-listening.
well, what up?
Now this is something.
Cool.
If any of
Okay.
our New Yorkers or anyone that's close to New York, my husband had gotten me tickets to see Cabaret on Broadway. Cabaret is the Broadway show that was, it's like a Broadway
Oh.
classic, and it's been redone. It was on the South End in London, and Maude Apatow actually played one of the main characters in London, Sally Bowles, which I'm sh love him.
I love her, and actually, this is, I don't know if this is embarrassing, but anyway, I've gone so deep on both of the Apatow, the whole Apatow family. I mean, I know so much about them. Like, and I just keep it close to my chest. Like, I don't, I'm not like going out being like, you know, have you seen Maud's Instagram? But I would say like, I check in with her and Iris.
Wow.
I don't know, monthly?
Just so I'm shocked you didn't know this. I'm shocked you didn't know this. I know, weird, right? Because it was honestly such a cool role for her, because this role of Sally Bowles in Cabaret is like balls to the wall. It's not something you've seen her in, like you have in Euphoria. It's kind of the opposite of that character. She's like really out there. Eddie Redmayne played the MC in Cabaret in the New York version. And the way it was set up was so cool. He was out in the audience playing with the audience. He was like within an arm's reach of me. I always make my husband only get me one ticket to see Broadway shows because I want him to spend more money so that I can get a better seat. Like, it's just not, like, don't waste the money on you. Just double the money and get me a good seat. And the seat was so good. So if you're in the New York area for the run, definitely, definitely, definitely go see it. It's a revival. So many Tony, Bebe Neuwirth was in it. So many Tony Award nominees for the show. So I just wanted to say, got a shout out, Cabaret.
When does it run till?
Summer? I don't know. Let me do.
Oh, so I'll be there.
It's honestly.
I will. I don't know if we'll have time, but.
I don't know if this is the one that I would say. No, definitely say it. I feel like this is a true. If you love Broadway, then you have to see this. Like,
okay,
do you love Broadway? Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you don't love Broadway, am I like, go see this? I mean, it's a really good spectacle. It's made for everyone. Okay. Anywho.
Okay. Taking it back.
No, I'm not. I loved it. I just am like, I'm trying to you. I don't know.
No, I'm saying to me. Okay, so you're trying to tell me that I am not the Broadway type. I'm not cultured enough.
It's not that you're not cultured enough.
I get it. It's fine. It's fine.
It's not that you're not cultured enough.
It's fine. Everything's fine here.
What'd you know what? Let's move on to Bravo. Show.
No, but oh wait, would it be funny? It would be funny. It would be so funny to see.
It would be like, that's what it would be. For reference.
Okay. Fair.
Touché. But Touché. Would you send me to Touché.
Honestly, probably none of the music I listen to.
You know, my friend, shout out Susha, she said to me, she's like, you know, I've really been listening to the podcast and I know that we're really good friends, but I don't agree with any of your opinions. All of my opinions, like everything.
Tell her same.
She's literally like, same. Solely agree how we got here. With Jenna's opinions. Like, and I know we're supposed to be friends, but like I'm team Jenna all the way. I was like, okay, fair, fine, whatever. I mean, down to how you do your money, your opinions on Paige and Craig, like everything. She just and she'll like voice note me daily being like, I just heard this one, not on your side for that either. Yeah, it's not interesting. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love Anywho. Her. Well, it's tough being right all the time. So let's keep moving on to Bravo. I see you have a comment about Mauricio. See this? He moved out.
Supposedly,
wait, I didn't know he moved out.
He bought an apartment in LA for $24 million and moved out.
Wait, that's actually interesting too, because the other thing I saw, I think I saw it on Dumois or Bravo and Cocktails. Someone saw Morgan Wade and they like asked about Kyle and she basically played it very like, I haven't talked to her in a while, like kind of making it seem like there's a little bit of a rift. And then I saw, but then I was like, wait, they were just all at Stagecoach. And I would have assumed that Morgan Wade played at Stagecoach, but I didn't check the bill for it. So I'm not sure. But Kyle, Mauricio, and the girls were all at Stagecoach together.
I feel like if there's one,
so I don't know.
Housewives that like one house husband and housewife that I would want to get back together, it's them. As long as Mauricio didn't cheat, which I'm not confident that he didn't. I don't know if you've also seen that Dorit, there was talk. I think Bravo Breaking News brought it up that there was talk that she wasn't going to be asked back as a cast member on the show if she didn't, if she wasn't fully transparent about her relationship with PK.
You know what's so interesting? So there's that, and then there were also there was also something about Kyle not being asked back unless she was honest about the relationship with Morgan Wade. And what that tells me is, like, Bravo is online. They are online. They are deep in the Reddit threads. They are deep in the comments. And it kind of feels like, yeah, are they listening to us a little bit? Like, and frankly, as they should. They should listen to us. Like, we are the audience. And like, give us what
I
we
mean,
want.
This, like, hiding the Morgan Wade thing, it's kind of just... no one really cares anymore because everyone's just like, how long are you going to lie or withhold or allegedly?
It's giving Heather's black eye. That's the energy Morgan Wade and Kyle Richards is giving. Heather's black eye. It's like, it now it's just, it's like become a joke almost. Like, no one... It's getting weirder that you were
just
making
it.
And
weird.
It
was funny because even at the reunion...
Just like...
Yeah.
Or don't say it if it's like not going on.
Because even
also
at the reunion,
chill.
How Kathy said, Kyle, it's okay, don't be embarrassed. Like, Kathy's about to out you on national TV. Just come on. Come on.
Especially like, I don't know. But yeah, so Mauricio moved out to a $24 million apartment, huh?
Y'all can dream.
Modest.
I had a question for you. I wanted to follow up. Did your nagging last week did your, I used the wrong word. Did your customer service reviews
I know where you're going
do
with this.
Anything for your Loverboy order?
Not exactly, but it did eventually show up. But not till Monday. Yeah. And I have a few things to say. The can is smaller than the other can. So here we have it here on display. So this can is smaller. So I got 8. Guess how many
how much money?
8 were? Just
$25.
Yeah. Wow, look at you. I love that for someone, not us. 44 something. It was like 44 and change. I'm sure I probably paid shipping. So I did email being like, okay, like if I paid for this standard rate shipping, but it didn't ship for, I ordered it on August or on April 5th and I got it on April
29th. So your friend
29th.
That you wanted it for was there when you got it, right? Oh no.
No. She had already left. So I ended up like finding one store in the city that had like the white tea one, which like not for me. I'm like, I don't want to trash it. Just not for me personally. I haven't tried this one yet, but the can, that's how I was so able to realize the size difference. I like opened the box and I was like, oh, they're minis. They're mini limoncellos. I was like, I guess they do things smaller. Okay. I was like, wow, they do things smaller in Italy, but not
in America. Let's do this real-time taste test, because this is the other thing, my friend, who agrees with every one of your comments. While we were taking a cab to this bachelorette party, we were, like, talking about the limoncello and wondering what it would taste like. Because I don't know if that's something I would want in a seltzer. Like, is it going to burn acid in your throat?
No, so it's not very seltzery. So it's a sparkling orange wine with natural flavors. I'm not gonna lie, this is way better, and I love an orange wine. Love. Just a small, much smaller can for sure. I just like can't get over
Hold
how much
can
smaller
up
the
again.
Can is. Like my whole, I don't, my hands
okay,
are
so
not
I
that
have,
big.
Like, and I have
my
a
whole
pounder
like,
of yeah. Spindrift in my hand.
Okay. Like I can hide the can. And my cans
so
are like
I'm
not
gonna,
that
just
big.
For like the listener, it's smaller. It's the girth of a Red Bull can, but it's like one third of that size, right?
Well, smaller maybe not one than third, but like says 8.4 fluid ounce. No, 8.4 fluid ounces. I'm assuming the others are 12.
Jen. What the fuck?
Either way, like $44. $44 for 8 of them is crazy. And then to wait an entire month and then open the package, I was like, on a Monday, like the Mondays where I was like, wow.
To 1/3 of 12 is 8. That's okay. Let's move on.
1/3 of 12 would be 4.
If you're going the other way.
Okay. Well, math, guys.
That's why we're podcasters.
So anyway.
Okay. So what would you rate it out of 10? What would you give
it? Let me take another
sip. Would you recommend this for the price?
For the price? Okay. No. I mean, it is good. Like, it's definitely better than the other one I had. You know what I would recommend this for? You and your Bravo. Like, if you're hanging out with Bravo people and, like, it's fun and it's, like, a daytime and you're doing it for the gram, spending $44 on a tiny little can for the gram.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know if I'll purchase again. I will say, though, I do love the packaging. Yeah. So, shout out Amanda on this, because like it is aesthetically pleasing. Well, and I'm into that.
Does that transition us? Yeah. That was, I guess, an easy transition.
I think that we love a good segue, so here we are. Let's do it.
Sorry, mom. Oh god. Did you listen to Amanda on Not Skinny But Not Fat?
I did.
What did you think?
And I like her. The thing when she was asked about Craig and Paige or whatever, she kind of like aligned with exactly what I was thinking. Like, Paige is hitting her stride right now. Like, she's in it. She's getting offers everywhere. She was just with Victoria Beckham, like her idol. Like, this feels like one of those moments of like, choosing her career over kind of some of the personal stuff in her life. And, you know, I'm just hoping that like, it does feel a little bit like Craig sees what's happening for her and is like happy for her. And it seems like so far he's been super supportive of that. And I don't think she should have to turn down any opportunity right now. I think Amanda's right. Like, she is hitting her stride and good for her. Like, good for her. She deserves it because, honestly, she's one of the best things that ever happened to Bravo.
For sure. I think Amanda articulated that in a way that I wish I would have thought of. And I know I say that often, but I don't think Paige will ever give up her career for a man, as no woman should. Girls out there, don't ever do it. And I think so I loved how she articulated that about Paige just saying like, you know, don't like, we'll see what happens. There were the reason I made the face is this made me really love Amanda too. And I think Amanda can come off a certain way. That's, I feel like she's so unfairly portrayed on the show, like the nagging wife. And I just think it's unfair. I said this before and I'll say it again. I think Amanda's coming into her own now, and that's kind of where we're seeing her. Mm-hmm. And she talked a lot about Kyle on this episode of Not Skinny, Not Fat, the podcast. And there were so many red flags, marriage red flags, that I'm concerned about their marriage. She doesn't seem concerned, so I guess that's fine. But the way that they fight and the things that he says to her about like him calling her lazy and saying she doesn't do enough. But like that to me, if my partner ever said those things and doesn't value my work ethic, and I don't know if that's just because that's something I value really high, but if my partner wasn't valuing my work ethic, not to mention that he's never crediting her for the packaging, all of the design. When she whipped out those Loverboy drawings and was circling things and ticking off and like making all the changes, I was like, it was so cool to see. How come we're not seeing more of this? Instead, we're seeing Kyle with his freaking mullet making phone calls and jerking people off to get them to sell cans.
And I'm not.
Sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, I think Paige said it best when she said, you created the Loverboy brand. Like, she did. She created the brand. Like, what did I literally just say? Mm-hmm. That the aesthetic is nice. Like, I like
it would look cute with my outfit. Who's not a wino, who doesn't know a lot about this, when I go into a store to buy alcohol, I cannot tell you the amount of times that I literally buy something based on the packaging. And if you're creating a brand, like, think about people who created brands and how that brand's grow. I mean, Nike is like the perfect example from a simple swoosh of the design. Like, if you're creating a logo and you're if that's what you're creating, that's if you take that away, if Amanda takes that away from the product, what's it left with? Mm-hmm. Pile.
Yeah. Okay, I want to point out that your tune on Amanda has really evolved over the years, because you were not an Amanda stan, okay? You found her to be so boring, and I found sometimes I would bite my tongue via text because I was like, I actually kind of really, like, relate to her. I find her, like, to be so emotionally intelligent, and the face you just made is what I would picture the face that you would make at me if I texted you, like, no, she's so emotionally intelligent. Like, you're just not seeing it.
In true Amy fashion,
okay,
I have no issue biting my words, eating my words.
Love consistency.
Biting,
eating, both. The other thing, so one of the comments that you had just referenced, the lazy comment. So, like, I don't know that I see, like, a ton of, I guess I'm not seeing, like, all the red flags and the way that everyone else is, like, between her and Kyle. It seems like whatever they're doing, like, they're in Portugal, they look fine, whatever. But the lazy comment, that one hit. Because, like,
your Kyle called you lazy.
If someone called me,
I feel like things will be flying around your apartment and you don't throw things. Right.
You could call me almost anything else. Like, I remember there are two compliments that I've gotten in, like, that are from, like, just, like, random people that have stuck with me. And one of them was, you do so well with time, which is, like, kind of a way of saying you're not lazy. And the other person said, you are the lazy person I know. And I was like, I love this for me. Like, work ethic and not being lazy, like, those are my things. That's all I got.
I used to live between these two old ladies with my ex. They were, like, in Philly, in the neighborhood. There were these two old ladies in our row home. And when my ex was out of work, because God knows why, and I was always working my full-time job, and then I catered on the weekend for extra money because I needed money, you know? Like, I wasn't making a lot of money. I'm sure I was making, like, 30 grand. Who knows? And so I would cater on the weekends. And after I broke up with my ex, I would go and visit these old lady neighbors because they were the sweetest. I lived next to them for 5 years. And one old lady neighbor, you know, when you're away from the person, they can finally, like, speak the truth. She's like, I could never understand why he was never working, but you were out here working two jobs. And you were working on the weekends and you did this. And I was like, thank you, Mary, for seeing me.
Thank you. Yeah, so when she brought that up, I was, like, immediately, like, no, you cannot say that. And I also would love to know, like, what is it that he's talking about? Like, is he expecting to come home to, like, home-cooked meals every night or something? Like, the cleaning? Like, what is it that – I want to know, like, what it is he is referencing. Like, does he want her to work 24 hours a day and be on emails nonstop the way, but her job doesn't really require that.
See, and that's what I was going to say, because,
like, he's the CEO and founder of the brand. Like, that tracks a little bit for me. Like, he needs to, I guess, be a little bit more.
And that's what I was thinking, because she talked about that in the interview, was that he's working nonstop. He comes home, or their offices are next door to their apartment. He works.
That was a red flag.
Separation of church and state.
That was a red flag. Like,
and then she was saying that he'll eat dinner real quick, go to the gym, and then come back and be on emails till 2 o'clock in the morning. And I get it. Like, he's starting a business. He's trying to build this up. But if my partner called me lazy on national television, I think she also said herself, like, this isn't something that, like, I'm dying to do. And I think if this isn't your own passion, are you going to feel the same? Like, this is Kyle's company. Is she going to feel the same go that he feels if it's not her baby? I don't know. Like, I wouldn't feel that. I don't know.
I'm excited to hear, like, what she does end up doing, because I know that, like, Paige, and we are obviously such Paige stans, but in terms of, like, and, you know, Paige is the fashion girly, but for me personally, like, I would, like, I like watching what Amanda wears. Like, I'm always, like, trying to find those, like, there's a Bravo page that does all the clothes. I think it's, like, Big Blonde Hair or something. Oh, my God, and they link everything that anyone wears. I mean, Amanda has really started to lean in a little bit more to, like, linking everything that she puts on. But her vibe is, like, more
– that was interesting.
Like, what I – not mine currently, well, but what I would like
mine to be. Let's get into the Old Navy conversation, because I think it was interesting and not skinny but not fat. Okay. How she said, like, I could be better at taking advantage of – brand deals, and I could be better at taking advantage. And I'm like, wait, what are you saying? Like, you could be better at that. Like, to me, when she said that out loud, I was like, ding, like, what are you talking about? Like, people are approaching you for stuff and you're giving up money for this.
Wait, I wonder if going back to the lazy comment, like, is that something that Kyle's like referencing? Like, she said, like, and you, if you really think about it, like, when she said that, I remember I was like riding a Lime scooter down Valencia Street in the Mission, and I was listening to it, and she said that, and it, like, it hit me. I was like, wait, she kind of does.
She doesn't work with.
She doesn't, like, she is the only girl on Bravo not pushing Nutrafol.
I mean, she's got great hair.
Literally the only girl on Bravo.
Okay, so she talks. Okay, I know. First of all, this set up Old Navy ad in the middle, like, these girls are not shopping.
Good.
At Old Navy.
Good for you, Old Navy.
And not to mention,
they might be though.
I can't explain where this Old Navy is. This Old Navy, I know, this shirt is actually Old Navy. You asked me if it was Skims. It's Old Navy. Yeah.
I was gonna say, great Old Navy has great basics. Tanks,
love them. But these girls not. That's okay.
Sorry about that. The little ding Kyle just texted me. That's going on his boys' trip, so he's leaving.
I just
right
think
now.
It's like just they set up this Old Navy. This Old Navy is in Midtown. It's across the street from the Macy's where they do the Thanksgiving Day parade. These girls are not going to the Old Navy in Midtown shopping. But okay, regardless, there they are in the middle of the Old Navy ad that we all had to watch, having this really great conversation. It was a great conversation.
I wish we
didn't get the paid ad, but whatever. Old Navy, if you want to sponsor us, we like your basics.
Whatever.
I loved how Paige, first of all, Sierra calling out Amanda and saying, do you have an identity outside of Kyle and Loverboy? Because I don't think you do. And I have to say, there's something about, and I'm sure, you know, I've been through 25 with you, and I've been through 30, and the same thing happened to me that happened to you, which is why we probably talked about it so much. At 25, I had a quarter life crisis. And at 30, I had another little thing. And Amanda just turned 30. And it's like, I think when you turn 30, there's this feeling of like, what am I doing with my life? And also, like, I feel like there's something about being a woman where when we're in our 20s, you can almost ignore the BS with some dude. And it's almost like, I just see her so much, and I've said it, but I feel like she's coming into her own and she's starting to see the other opportunities, whether that's relationship or these other opportunities or the things that she wants in life. It felt like that's what these girls are trying to point out to her. And the other thing about this conversation is this friendship is probably one of the only friendships on Bravo that feels actually authentic to me, the three of them, Paige, Sierra, and Amanda. It feels so authentic. You trusted everything that they were saying was coming for a place. Granted, the scene was produced in terms of like it being in an Old Navy, but I didn't feel like anything they were saying was produced.
No, and Amanda was even in the after show and she was asked about it, and Danielle... So, like, Amanda and Danielle were sitting together and they were talking a little bit about Danielle's delivery, like, how unpoised it is and just a disaster. And Danielle was like, well, you didn't think that delivery was bad. And Amanda was like, well, there was a conversation that was leading up to that statement. And then on top of that, she's like, I think the other reason I didn't really react is because I kind of, and this is Amanda saying this, is I kind of agree. Like, I agreed with what Sierra was saying. And I do feel like there's something to be said about being in your 20s versus 30s, whereas like, and I don't know if it's the same for men, but there's like a different kind of like security that you feel like within yourself in your 30s. And I might've told this story on here before, but I remember being at like, we did like a little July 4th trip down to like San Luis Obispo, and there's a college right there. And I remember looking around the room, and it was like a bunch of college students. And my immediate, like looking at all the girls, and my thought was like, I'm so happy I get dressed for myself now. Like, it just like little things like that. Like, I felt like in my 20s, it was like, what are we gonna pick up off these streets kind of getting dressed? And when you hit like 30, you're kind of like, ah, whatever. Like, I need to wear sneakers, like function over fashion.
Just aren't high enough.
And just like little, like that's like that's a small, like kind of tidbit, but I think that that is like kind of the bigger picture you're like gives a glimpse into the bigger picture you're trying to paint.
Danielle not understanding that Amanda took that feedback from Sierra because she trusts Sierra, because Sierra is actually her friend. Like, what do you, I really liked that scene. Yeah. I, you know, and I loved Paige suggesting, or Amanda saying like, I'd love to do bodysuit or bathing suits because I have a big chest and I've never been able to find something. Like, the girls would buy your bathing suits. The girls would buy them tomorrow. They would blow the hell up. I mean,
yeah,
I would consider it.
Yep.
Like, they would be bought.
Even, and that's what I was kind of saying when I was like going, when I made that comment about like, yes, I know Paige is the fashion girly, but like Amanda's just like who I feel a little bit more in tune with, like fashion wise. So if like she did bathing suits, I feel like I wouldn't even have to look at them. I would be able to look at like a blank page and hit buy. And 100%. I would just like trust it. Cause like she's got a vibe, like her aesthetic. She's such a cool girl. Paige and Sierra both said it like, Amanda's the coolest girl in the house. Like, she just is like low key, which actually kind of makes her, that does like feed into her being which the coolest girl in the house. Is this an Amanda?
I'm sorry for anything I said against you in the past, Amanda. I take it back. I want to, like then it brings us in to the Danielle of it all. This.
Yeah, I guess we met as well.
Danielle. I heard someone say this on a podcast, and I can't remember which podcast it was, but it really tracks. Danielle's trying to be the main character. Like, Danielle's never been the main character. Danielle's always been the friend of, and it's like she's coming back and trying to, like, set a name for herself, make a name for herself. And in reality, if Danielle wasn't on next season, if Danielle's gone for 2 weekends, no one notices. I hate to say it that way. But it's just, it is what it is. And so being an asshole to your friend isn't really gonna, it's just.
Yeah.
Get your brownie points and I don't think she cares, but I feel like she thinks like, I'm the older one. I'm in my 30s and all you little girls need to take advice from me because I know what it's like. Girl. Where's your success? Where's your track record? Like, look at what you're doing. Not that there's anything.
CEO of what?
I mean, that comment of her being like, I'm a CEO. Like, why does that have anything to do when you're having a conversation with your friend?
I don't know.
That felt I don't know. It felt so icky. Like, we respect your brand and we respect your app. But we're clearly seeing your insecurities. You're like writing them down. Like her insecurities are, I feel insecure of where I am in my job right now. I feel insecure that I don't have a steady boyfriend. I feel insecure that these girls are younger than me and could possibly take these men out of play for me. Like you're telling us on a piece of paper what all your insecurities are. Thank you.
I know the thing that's so dark about this whole thing is that it is an exact rewatch of Winter House. Like, what's crazy to me is, like, you came into Winter House without having any kind of, like, I don't know, like, clarity about how you should play right. this round out. And instead, she played it the exact same way. And Gabby really was like, and Gabby was so spot on with saying, like, she made a comment about, why are you trying to make this a competition? Like, this is a really weird way to go about Joe the balloon guy. Like, this is just odd. And, like, regardless of who it is, or it could be Leonardo DiCaprio, not now in his heyday, it wouldn't matter the guy. It's setting it up in this competition with your girlfriend that makes it really,
which is exactly really what not she did chill. To Jordan in Winterhouse. And you,
that's what I'm yourself, saying.
Like, you, she flaunts her loyalty to people, but when it comes down to it, if this is how you play your friends when it comes to guys, that you would pick a dick over your girls. Like, this is the absolute, yeah. like, when it comes down to loyalty, this is where it counts on being loyal most. It's just bad, Danielle.
I saw it was kind of a meme tweet or a meme or something, and someone was basically saying, like, okay, Joe Bradley, we see you, like, for running off to Luann's. I was like, no, don't do that.
Danielle is definitely coming off boy crazy and thirsty.
She comes off too strong, and I imagine that, okay, like, POV, you're at Watch What Happens Live. It's Joe Bradley's first time. Danielle has done it before. She's older. She's experienced in it. We know that she likes that energy. Like, likes to give that energy. She goes with Joe Bradley to Watch What Happens Live and is overbearing as hell. They go out after, and Joe Bradley seizes this opportunity, plus you add a few drinks, and he was probably, like, kind of like, whoa, like, she's coming on really, really strong here. She's like, I can see it. She's in Watch What Happens Live, like, well, when I go on Watch What Happens Live, yeah. and when I usually, it's like how we used to make fun of you when you were like, Aim, did you ever live in Costa Rica?
Don't dare me to
Have
her.
You ever been to Costa Rica?
I know what you mean.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, that, like, when someone does something and then they just want to, like, hone in on it. So, like, they want to make sure everyone in the room knows that they too have been to Watch What Happens Live. Not just once, not just twice. And Joe Bradley was probably
because
this
let's
is
not
a
also
lot.
Forget that she probably is like, I don't care if you sleep with other people because I'm chill. But, like,
I'm
you
chill.
Know that's her tagline. She probably says, like, I'm chill. Like, she should have it across her face. That's I'm not chill.
Yeah,
I'm not chill.
I'm a chill girl. She's giving uh-huh. like,
and any girl that says
energy,
I'm chill,
like,
ain't chill. Guess what words would never come out of my mouth? I would
not
never say I'm chill. I am not chill, and I know that.
You know what's so funny? I was just talking to a friend the other day. They were like, yeah, you always give off, like, such chill energy. I was like, that's crazy, because I am,
like,
not chill.
I am
constantly,
yeah,
in
like
a spiral.
You've always been chill with guys.
With guys, I've done, like, the friends with, Ben, like, that whole thing, and have been, like, super blasé and, like, whatever about it. But, like, if it was someone
that
I was, like, I also have this, like, really weird, like, security about myself that I'm just,
lucky,
like,
bitch.
I don't even know, because that's not even true all the time.
What else happened on this
step?
I feel like Danielle is kind
Either
of embarrassing
way.
Herself on
what
this
else
episode
happened?
The same way, like, on this season, the same way she did Winterhouse. And I just hope, like, we did them, because we don't want to shit on her, but she's coming off Pick Me, Desperado. And did they have to show that, like, did they have to show her getting into bed with him? Like, do you think she approved of that?
That was,
I felt
Bravo
so
did
too.
Her a little dirty there. I didn't love that at all. Okay, so what else happened? Major, major thing happened at the end of the episode, but before we get into Carl with his parents, let's just touch in on, like, tap into Wes and Sierra for just a moment. I am just trying to convince myself that the producers keep asking him about the sex thing and that he's not willingly bringing it up. Because I just, he can't, right? He can't be bringing it up on his own.
Imagine you were dating someone for 6 weekends and didn't have sex with them. Wouldn't you be bringing it up?
Yeah, but. I would. But to the whole cast, I mean, yeah, I guess they are, I'm on sure the
producers.
That's like the other thing that we almost like have to always remember in these things. Like, there's this other character in the room that is the show, and they have a show to make.
You know that they're talking about sex. They know that they're making them. I hope, but yeah. I feel like I kind of feel I get.
I mean, let's be clear, like, or not clear, but like realistically, like, am I hanging out with someone for 6 weeks and not having sex with them? Probably not. I don't know if I'm getting
like
to day six.
6 weeks. We've already been through the, like, we've done it. We've breaking up. It's like you've already gone up or down. Yeah. I mean, in 6 weeks, I was practically engaged.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm kind of getting bored of this. Like, will they or won't they?
Okay. Yeah.
I want to know this conversation with Carl. So this kind of changed things for me.
Can I say something too? Literally. Carl looks kind of hot, stressed out. Like, when he was sitting there, I was like, oh, you look kind of hot when you're like a little like, fuck, what am I doing? When Carl's having an existential crisis,
this is so
he
funny
looks
you
good.
Said this because.
Well, you have the same
it
thought?
Has nothing to do with Carl, but I always say to my friend, like, my husband doesn't yell at me a lot, but if he ever yells at me, he doesn't do it a lot, but when he does, like, I try to pretend like I'm shook, but it really gives me such a tingle in my Pringle because I'm like, oh my God.
Stop.
Well, we're not allowed to say horny on TikTok, so I have to ban. Yeah. So it just made me think of that. But So I saw Lindsay on Watch What Happens Live after this episode. And, like, I think before we were team Lindsay when we heard cameras went up. We were team Carl when this season started. Mm-hmm. And now I'm kind of like, y'all are so much better off. But I'm not anyone's team.
Just don't.
You guys are so messy. Yeah. Like, he's talking to his family about this on camera. Have you had these conversations with Lindsay? Like, is she in the know? Is she aware about what's going on? Like, it just is, you know, I heard on Watch What Happens
the
Live,
fight,
she says that after this time in their relationship is when she started noticing differences in him. Mm-hmm. After.
Mm-hmm. I'd be curious. Obviously we don't have any like footage because it was before they were filming. But the fight on Memorial Day weekend, like, that must have been pretty explosive for him to leave. And they both have referenced it a few times. So something, like, really major happened there. And, yeah, I agree. Like, it's hard to be taking sides because if that were the case, like, we'd be flip-flopping every single week we watched the show. I think that this was just – these were two people – that probably really did fall in love and they were like, oh my God, this must actually be it because we were best friends before. This doesn't happen to just anyone. And then it was like the show part of it and then the admiration online. And then like it went right into wedding planning. And like they couldn't even, they were so in the trees that they couldn't even see.
I think there's also, like Carl mentions, like, I think his brother, like Lindsay was there from when his brother died. Lindsay really knows his family. The stepdad came in hot. And to me, the mom was like, oh God, is he taking this in? Is he taking this in? She was
so
stressed.
She was so stressed.
I liked how he was going in hot because it's not easy to have these real conversations. And if that conversation wasn't had, who knows what would have happened, because if my parents would have said to me, we're questioning your marriage to my now husband, it would have made me 100% think about things, 100% think about things in a different way.
And I think the other thing is like, his mom, you could tell she was like a little uncomfortable, but she made no effort to stop it. She was like, this needs to be said. I'm almost glad it's not coming from me, but this needs to be said. I think that, yeah, at the end of the day, these are just like two people that probably should have just stayed friends and should not be like romantically involved, especially because like, I don't think that it's impossible. I know we've talked about this before. For someone sober to be in a relationship with someone who drinks, it's just like Lindsay is a very strong, I mean, she's a strong personality without the alcohol. So you add fuel to that and it just, that could blow up. And then like, I can see her wanting to try and have these like tough conversations when she's been drinking, because that's when she get like, what, that's when a trigger goes off and she wants to have it in that moment. Yeah. I know we're all guilty of this. Like, I don't think there's one person in a relationship who like drinks who has like not started some sort of like tiff when they've been drinking. And then but the difference is like the other person is dead sober and then the next morning comes, that person remembers all of it and like sees that person so clearly, but like you don't, you're like, oh, it's fine.
I mean,
like,
this has been my experience probably too many times. Because of my own situation in life, because my husband doesn't drink that much. But I plenty of times where I was like, I was sober. I know exactly what happened. And he's like, yeah, bitch, no, you weren't. Amanda said something I'm not skinny, not fat, that like I really love, because I've been questioning why, like Carl's questioning things. How come Lindsay's not questioning things? How come she's not saying like the same, like how come she's not having these conversations with her family? And Amanda made such a good point. She's like, Lindsay, the one thing that I'm going to say about Lindsay is Lindsay will fight for her relationship. She's going to go to bat. She's going to go hard. And that's something that's admirable. That's something that you have to respect about Lindsay. You know, I've said a lot of things about Lindsay, probably not all in the best light, but she seems loyal to her man and seems like she wants to fight for it. So yeah, I'm interested to see to.
Yeah, I guess it just depends. Like, and I know exactly what comment you're talking about when Amanda said that. I guess it's just trying to figure out at what point does, you know, fighting for a relationship, whether it be a friendship or a partnership, like go into the toxic territory.
Hopefully this is what she's learning from this. That, like, you don't have to stay just because you have this fairy tale.
And also, like, although it's admirable to fight for something you care about, fighting that hard for it is, like, I don't know. I don't think that that should be, like,
no, and I can't wait to talk about that conversation. That's a perfect segue for VPR because...
Yes, that it is.
Yeah, there's so much that happened. One thing that happened, you mentioned Stagecoach earlier, and we talked about Coachella a few weeks back. I feel like, okay, you know that I'm not a huge country person, but there was something about Stagecoach that makes me feel like I could do that. It doesn't feel so like...
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's the word.
Yeah.
That's the word. Like, I was going to say influencery. Yes.
It doesn't feel as young.
And like James Kennedy, you push the buttons, baby.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, Tom Sandoval told him to go push some buttons, and then back to back, he's doing Coachella and Stagecoach.
James Kennedy, he's doing shout out.
He's like doing it. That thing, when he posted something with Diplo, and like, I feel like we've known for a while that like Diplo has been his like, a little bit of his like North Star. And so it's really cool to see that, like, like he said, like James in the video is like, you know who, like he was shocked that like Diplo knew who he was. And Diplo made a comment like, yeah, I caught your set or something like that, something along those lines. And I just was like, wow, that's really fucking cool.
This
every time I talk positive about James, I'm like so afraid that like the next time I open my phone, it's gonna be like some like abuse allegations, and I'm gonna have to eat all my goddamn words, because we always have to do that on these shows.
Opinions can change.
That's okay. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like this episode was another Yeah. The whole
Except the San Francisco trip, that had some stuff
The boat
there.
ride in San Francisco gave me such Cartagena vibes.
So
Didn't it
sick.
remind you of the Housewives Cartagena? It was giving me, I don't know if you're up to that in.
It made, I don't know if I am. I just was looking at it. I was like, I'm going to throw
It
up.
was
I am so
disgusting.
seasick. Like,
The Lala's
hell
birthday was
no.
weird. Don't care about that. Tom Sandoval and having the show at the El Rey where his mom is there and she's like, I love you. And she's just like,
Yeah.
go ahead.
Wait. Before we go too far, I don't know how many listeners out here are in the restaurant industry, but there's not a lot to say here except when I saw all those toast boxes at Something About Her immediately triggered so hard. The number of those I have set up and the customer service is like so terrible. I was like, oh my God, get it off my screen. Get it off my screen. I don't want to look at this many boxes if I'm not getting
How
paid to look
funny
at these
was it?
boxes. That's the only thing I want
And
to
how funny
say. That
was
is
it
like,
that the line, or
there's a lot.
Ariana goes, oh my God, look at this POS system. It's like, you know, you've worked in the industry if you get excited about a POS system.
Well, you know you've dealt with toast if you don't get excited about it. But anyway, that's like just for the hospitality girlies out there.
So this whole the El Rey, you wrote the editors have to get the Heineken Zeros on TV. How many times are they going to try to sh
That ad deal
and how
must
many
be
times do they have
deal
to tell us
big.
that Sandoval's not drinking? Okay.
Which I'm like, actually, I feel
Yeah,
like
I
he is, but
100%.
like they were still pushing
This
this
was like when
narrative. It's
James
like,
wasn't drinking.
it's part of the, this is part of the like Tom Sandoval redemption arc. It's like, I know Heineken, obviously, there's clearly a huge brand deal in there where they must have to show it so many times an episode. But like, even actually, speaking of not skinny but not fat, Amanda from that podcast was like, posting, she's like, well, I guess I'm drinking Heineken Zero that now because she's pregnant. And she's like, I've been influenced. And I'm like, literally. They are actually pretty good.
It's
They
great,
taste
but
like
they
the
don't do
same.
them. Whatever.
But
And then Joe's
yeah.
there, and this weird interaction.
Why?
Because they just had
Why
the
is
thing about
Joe
them
there?
taking space. She's there. Who knows? And she was crying the
Yeah.
last time. And apparently, they said in 8 years they're going to get married.
But then immediately after she calls him out on that and he's like,
Oh,
did I just say that?
he
I'm like,
he's like
what is happening?
he should have a big giant poster board or like neon sign on him that says mixed signals. Like you are, I love
Or
that.
Arrested Development. Like he
I
well,
saw
I
that.
took that from Katie on the Watch What Happens Live in describing, yeah, in describing Tom and Tom, Arrested Development. Like there's no there you don't even have to
What does
elaborate
that
it. Like
mean?
they are just stuck at a and like they're stuck at an age and they can't come out of it. Like it's like what they say about what do they say like about actors or whatever, like they stay the age they
Oh,
got famous
wow.
at,
That's interesting.
something like that.
Wow, that's a.
Yeah, and so I feel like that's the truth with Tom and Tom. It's like they are just whatever age they got famous at, that's the age that they are just
And
holding
you
on to.
definitely feel Tom and Tom. Okay, so this SF trip, I was wondering, as someone who lives in SF, anything good nuggets that you saw that, like, I mean, obviously they're at the pier, they're doing the thing.
I was really proud of them for all knowing that when you're down by the
Oh,
pier, it's
good.
gonna be cold. So that was, I was like, oh,
Okay.
so they've been here
What did
before.
you think?
Because, like, that's not the case in my neighborhood,
Sweating
as
your
you've
pants
know, you've
off.
been here when it's been hot as,
And then it
yeah,
just
hot as
changes somewhere
hell.
else. Okay, so
You just walk
great.
and then it's
Like 20
different.
degrees. Ugh.
That happened to us today. Yeah, it
I want
happened
to
to us
know what
today.
you thought about Lala's
So.
comment about Dan. So she says, I just think it's weird that somebody would say that they're the one after someone just got out of a 9 year relationship and still lives with her boyfriend.
Lala, shut up. Just stop. Like, just stop. I don't, I just like, no, I don't know what my thoughts are. I just thought it, to me, it came off less coming from any kind of place of like love and concern, and really just came from a place of very gossipy.
Feel like, yeah.
Like she was trying to get, you know, feel other people's reactions out. It felt, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, how she's, you know, the producer's puppet. But this specifically felt really just nasty and uncalled for. Like, no one else was talking about it. That was the other thing. It was like, and also like Dan, and it, you know, it's not actually your business.
It gave such hater vibes. It gave such hater vibes. Mm-hmm. This is like the third time this season. No one else in the group has mentioned a peep about when they got together, how they got together, how long they've been together, what his motives are for them being together. None of her close friends have said a single thing. This is the third time Lala's brought up, oh, well, after they got together, after 10 days, I'd be concerned, blah, blah, blah. Like, she keeps bringing him up. And to me, like, it's just giving such hater vibes. And it's also, as someone who, mm-hmm. I just feel like she is projecting. She's envious that Ariana now has a boyfriend. Well, I'm sure that's what she secretly might want, even though I'm sure she's going to say, no, I don't want a man. I don't want a man. I want to raise my baby. I don't want to get anyone else involved. There's, okay. But you're telling a different story by these like shady little comments you're making about someone that's supposed to be one of your good friends. The one, there was something that Ariana said on Watch What Happens Live on Tuesday night that really bummed me out. She said, like, I was going through the whole season thinking that the girls in the group were the Spice Girls. And when I watched it back, it was just such a different vibe. And how shitty is that, Sheena and Lala, that like your friend's going through probably the worst time in her life, and this is how you show up for her by shitting on her new relationship?
I commented on some photo of like all the girls from Summer House, and I was just like, what we thought we were gonna get in VPR this season, but instead we got Lala and a male sympathizer. And it just like so true. It just, yeah, it's such a bummer because this really was a moment where these girls could have band together. And for whatever reason, Lala and Sheena, for whatever reason, aka the check. But, and it has, I mean, we should talk, like, that brings up, like, VPR is taking a pause on filming. And I would love to hear Lala and Sheena's thoughts right now.
This is the thing. I'm wondering the same thing. What are their thoughts? But they are so convinced, and I wonder if Bravo says the same, that they're moving right into the Valley, that I don't know if they care that much. Or, like, they just bought their houses in the Valley. So they, I don't know if they've been hyped up to think that they're going to the Valley, but that's their, I think that's their story.
So I think that that might have been true before. And, like, I don't know if the producer, like I said, like, even last time we talked about it, we were kind of speculating that we think that that's, like, possibly, you know, like, was there a conversation behind the scenes that producers had with Lala and Sheena before they put these huge payments down on these homes when, like, neither of them were even living in the Valley? It coincided with the Valley's, like, the Valley coming out. But what I don't think they did anticipate is how much we are riding for this current cast. And I've even seen, like, there's some talk online, like, please do not touch the cast as it is. Like, let's just, like, leave this alone. I mean, that doesn't, who knows in a couple seasons, like, maybe they intro them as, like, friends of or whatever next season. But I don't think Bravo should touch the current, like, give us two full seasons of this cast before you start making changes, because
think Lala it's and working. Ariana are already, or it's Lala working. And Sheena are already teed up, and that irritates me, but that's okay. And this conversation that Ariana had with Brock was probably one of my all-time moments, because not only I feel like it was a conversation that I never heard before from a female's point of view. So Ariana and Brock have this conversation, and Brock's basically trying to encourage Ariana. This is probably still less than 6 months after she found her partner of 9 years cheating with her best friend, mm-hmm. Or good friend, or mm-hmm. acquaintance, whatever we want to call Raquel, cheating with someone she knows well. He's trying to say, like, I think you should forgive. You know, it would really help you to forgive. And Ariana basically said, like, I don't have to. Like, what about all of the men that the male rage, and like, how come they don't have to forgive? And what about that? And then they did this awesome montage of all of the men having rage over the seasons. And finally, mm-hmm. I loved that. Like, that could go to bat with, like, what we're talking about with rage, not Ariana's like three scenes over 10 years mm-hmm. where she had a little bit of a flip out moment. She put Brock in his place so much. And I just, her thoughts on how she doesn't need to forgive, and that there's power in not forgiving, and that there's power for women to stand mm-hmm. up to people who have done them wrong, really resonated with me, because it's true. As a female, I've always been taught, and I don't know if
we're supposed to be, yeah, like, we're supposed to be soft and forgive. And if you carry that, carry that hate around, that it's like actually depleting your energy more than them. And it's like, but not if you're not thinking about it. Like, it's like she can just not forgive and just like move on.
And then
that's it. Probably, and not,
what are y'all talking about that you want her to be cool with him? Like, what are you talking about, Brock?
Yeah.
Brock, go sit down. Who are you? Or is this you trying to get your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Because it ain't working. No one believes it. And everyone wants you to just sit down and shut up. And she did such a great job of doing that. He literally was there like, yeah, because this is how people, and she hasn't she's raised her voice like this much all season when she could have been throwing things at people. There was one tiny blip on the thing. God forbid. She was like, stop making me hang out with this person. And now this was her putting him in his place. And I loved every single second of it.
And even when she did have that freak out on the beach, it 100%. Was people were poking. Like, it wasn't like she was sitting there and then it was like people, Brock, here we are again. Brock should be so embarrassed by his behavior. He's coming off so misogynistic. It's disgusting, like absolutely disgusting. And I actually tried to speak highly of him just like two podcast episodes ago. And boy, oh boy, that I take all of that back, because what I'm seeing, and like actually speaking on Brock, I don't know, like this might be moving too far ahead, but on the after show, he goes, the way that he sets it up, he's like talking about the something about her trademark and like ownership and stuff. Did you see this? You have to watch this clip. Like, anyone who's listening to this podcast, like, watch. If you have access to the after show, if you can, like, search this clip, the way he sets it up is, like, he's going to drop a bomb. He sets it up. He gets it all riled up. And he's talking to James and the producers. He's like, so Penny actually owns the trademark or whatever for something about her. He's like, so. And he pauses. So I did a little digging, and she is the owner of it, and her husband, because I looked into it, is a litigation lawyer. Like, he had, like, thought he was going to, and they was, like, saying that, like, they would all be, you know, partners, or that, like, Penny owns it. And it's, like, first of all, this has already been on Bravo and Cocktails, and this is why they're fighting it, and this has, like, a little bit to do with some of the hold up. So like, I don't know when these after shows were filmed, but you're not dropping any kind of bomb. And even if that was a bomb, the way that you're setting it up to bring down these girls, like, do you know who you're talking to? You were talking to majority. I'm not saying all, but like, you're talking to girls and gays,
and Brock, you
for the most part.
And not only that, you did some digging. Sheena, this is your man. Check your boo. Check your freaking boo.
Yeah.
This is your man. Mm-hmm. Ariana mm-hmm. gave like two little shady comments, like barely shady, about Sheena on Watch What Happens Live. And it was the first time, like, one was about like, I thought everything was fine. And then I think there was another one maybe about Brock or there were these two little quips that she made that I was like, good. Like, Sheena does not deserve your friendship.
No, not at all. And the other thing with Brock saying, like, trying to go to bat for Sandoval, the thing that is, like, again, talking about it ad nauseum, the producers, the show, all of that, like being such like, you know, the kind of the elephant in the room. This is the same man that screamed at your wife and brought up a love thing that she was in 20 years ago. Like, I don't, like, in that moment when Sheena and Sandoval were going at it, I did feel for Sheena in that moment. Like, shut up, Sandoval. This is not in, right. Like, you cannot compare this. This is, like, really comparing apples to oranges. But, like, Brock, this guy has not been good to your wife, really. Like, it just, the whole thing, like, was very much like, we need Sandoval. Ariana has so much going on in her life. She's probably not coming back to the show. So, like, we know what side of the aisle we're going. We're going with the side that's going to keep making a show and providing for our family.
Sheena, you thirsty bee. Like, this is really what you would do for your life. Like, you would, but, like, throw your...
I thought Brock was coming off so thirsty, though. Even thirstier than Sheena most of the time.
She had to teach him the ropes. She had to teach him the ropes.
Yeah.
And then they get into the scene on the top of the, on the roof bar. And, okay, first of all, the one part of that scene, I love the Schwartz and Katie dynamic, how he's like, let's just go. And I love that Ariana and Schwartz are getting along. I know that that's weird, but I love, that makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here for it. I'm like, actually, I kind of forgot how chill the two of, like, their dynamic was. Because it wasn't always, like, we weren't always seeing it, but I do, like, Ariana and Schwartz in a scene, I do like. Like, there is this, like, I don't know, this, like, comfortability, like, friend. Well, like, you can tell.
Katie and Tom Schwartz, like, I feel like I could watch them on a dating show together. Where they're, like, dating separate people, but then, like, coming back to each other, talking about the dates. I feel like it would be perfect TV. But then...
I still can't believe that they were ever together. Like, trying to imagine them having, like... it's just so weird. Like, all these comments about the sexual chemistry. I'm like, no, I think it's just friend chemistry.
Katie said that.
Like, what are people talking about?
You're seeing why we stay together for so long when we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
It's just us being friends.
But... have you seen the comments about the sexual chemistry? No. Like, what? I'm not seeing that
also,
at
like,
all.
We talked about this after we went to Schwartz and Sandy's. Like, Tom Schwartz does not give off any sexual...
He just doesn't have any.
Sorry, Tom Schwartz. Like, he doesn't give off any sexual feeling.
Yes. He gives friends, like, friend chemistry so hard that... for even a moment, I thought we 100%. Were friends. Like, he's like, really? Yeah. Like, I was like, 100%. We're going to kick it and we're going to chat and we're just going to have a shot here. And he just gives off like immediate friend vibes that, like, I don't even know how you would get past that.
Without pants on. No. Like, to me, he's like a Ken doll. There's nothing below
that's
the
what
waist.
I mean.
It's just like that. Yeah. Anywho, let's talk about the Sheena and Sandoval combo.
I don't know.
I mean, to say about Sheena, other than that,
there's nothing to really say. I know,
no,
that's the
thing.
Surprised. It's getting tough to be podcasters out here talking about these characters each week, just doing the same shit. Over and over
again. No one
again.
Who knows Sheena is surprised that Sheena would have a conversation with the enemy that would then end up in a hug. Sheena thinks that Tom Sandoval is, like, Tom Sandoval's playing Sheena. 100%. He's playing her to get back in the fold with everyone. And she thinks it's genuine and that he misses her friendship. Come on. Is this really your first rodeo?
And also, like, do you even want to be friends with someone who can't fully see what they did wrong? Like, I understand. Like, I see the comments online. I've heard Ariana even make comments at this point about it. And Sandoval, like, they were not in a good place. That still does not excuse what happened and, like, what he did. And even with the affair aside, all of the other stuff, all the other nuances of this affair. And you know, the dressing up like Raquel. Sick. Like, we've talked about this that, again, like, I know it's him, but like, it's like, if you have to convince someone who cheated on their partner and had an affair in the home of his partner of 10 years and then put her mental health on blast, if you need to convince someone that that's not okay behavior and that that's wrong, what are you doing? Like, that's not someone you, that's someone you want in your life, in your daughter's life, who you care so much about. That's who you want in your family dynamic.
He's a fair weather friend, just like she is. So they're perfect for each other.
But that's, but do you see what I'm saying? Like, why do you even want that kind of person in your life?
But exactly. And Sheena's calculated. She's doing this.
Yeah.
I just, you know, there was this great chick, I need to figure her out, just give her a shout out because it was awesome, who was shouting out basically like Sheena and Lala being like, just pulled all their hypocrite videos together and then put them together in a reel. If we can find it, we'll share it. But it was perfect. It was so good. I sent it to you. It was perfect. But next week we're gonna have, I'm honestly ready for Vanderpump to be over. I'm saying it. I'm ready for the season to be over. Yeah,
me too.
I feel like we need the break too.
Me too. Yeah. I'm ready to get to the reunion. I think I'm also just like, you know, we've watched these people for so long, and I am really glad in some aspects. Like, I know we talk a little bit about the producers, like, feeling like they do the girls a little dirty, specifically Ariana and Katie. But I would say, like, I'm pretty proud for the most part as a collective, like, you, me, a lot of the viewers who are watching have really like stood our ground on Ariana and Katie. Like, even people who thought she was so like that they were miserable before have really come around. Like, they've kind of turned into these like accidental like female icons in a way. And I'm just really proud of all of us for, you know, sticking up to Bravo.
You don't need a redemption arc.
And I'm like, and I feel like we've watched them long enough that I will be happy to see what comes next for them without having to 100%. Watch them on TV. Like, I'm not feeling any kind of like sadness about like if the show doesn't come back. Like, we'll see it online and that'll be cool. But I think it's like, I think it makes
sense for a natural transition.
It's a long run. Like, it's a very long run.
Moving on.
Well, speaking of transitions. The valley.
Okay, so I'm going to say something, and it might be
This
episode bored me. I'm bored now. Oh, I'm bored, and I'm overseeing Jax on my TV.
Jax is tough. Jax is
especially because he thinks he is the main character.
Yes. Yes, he does. I don't know that I was bored. I am enjoying the valley, and maybe that's just also like a symptom of being so over VPR. But Brittany's being really open, and I'm kind of enjoying that. Like, even for her to say on national TV that they, how like infrequent they had sex. I think she said, like, did she say twice in the last year?
Red flag. Yeah.
Because that's
really bad.
Bad.
This is the thing, that's really bad actually. That's such a huge red flag. And then in the next breath, you're talking about, oh, we're starting next month having a kid. What are you talking about? Like, the fact that people are so willing to sacrifice their entire relationship to have a baby without thinking like, oh, maybe we should work on ourselves first. I also doubt that they actually had sex in that hotel room that night. I bet you we could put money on it.
No, right. I don't even know if they stayed that night.
You're just willing to put it all on hold and not address the issues because you want to have a baby. Like, hello.
I guess some people are just like, I mean, she had been like this, I feel like, since we first met her. It was like babies, marriage, like very traditional, like from Kentucky. And maybe like, we are not the people, we are not the experts on this because we are not we are two people that just so happened to choose not to go that route and like never truly like wanted it. But I'd be curious to talk to someone who is so like wants a baby so bad that would they be willing to almost like ignore some of the, because the goal was the baby, I mean, and not the relationship it. Like, I've or seen something. It you know what I mean?
People. And I think that like, when you start seeing friends have kids, like, you know, those things, it's just, it's sad to see, but I'm ready for them to get divorced. I'm ready for that. Like, they were at this White House correspondence dinner and why were they there?
Why?
And Jax is like talking.
Daily Mail, also, I guess.
I feel like Brittany is willing to like go along and play these games with Jax. Like, I feel like she's readily available for Jax, because I don't know if you've seen, there has been all this speculation that he allegedly slept with their PR girl in the bathroom at a show in Montreal. And she unfollowed the PR girl, and the PR girl's married, allegedly. But then Brittany's coming back around, and I know that it's like her child's father, but it's almost like he's using that as an in to continuously get back in and Jax her and manipulate her into doing whatever he wants her to do. And cut the cord, Brittany.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably what's going to happen. The other thing I just kind of want to mention from this episode, there was just this scene when Michelle comes back from the hike and she has the smoothies, and her and Jesse are there, and like, do these people even know each other?
I'm not getting the sense that they give a shit about, she hasn't touched his, you know what, in a very long time.
I'd be curious to know how much Bravo producers knew about them.
You know what? Kristen told them. You know, Kristen 100% told them, because Kristen thinks she definitely sold this. True. That's how she got them on the show. 100%. Yeah.
Luke looks like he's having some oh shit, Kristen's crazy moments. But I don't know. There's still something about him that is not hitting for me. Like, I don't know what it is. There's something dark behind his eyes. And this sounds so insane. But there's something that's just like, I'm like, what is going on here? What are you up to? That's what I think. Every time I see him, I think, what are you up to?
It's almost like a little suspicious. I feel like the next few seasons are either going to make or break it for me. Like, I'll either be all in or all out. So I'm excited to see what's actually going to happen.
You know what I love? When we pretend that we're not going to watch shows.
Yeah. I do need to catch up on, need to catch up on Below Deck. And I think, and Martha's Vineyard. And I think next week is Jersey's back. Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait for Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun. And crazy. I think I heard that there's not a ton of Melissa and Teresa stuff. And I'm just crossing my fingers that that's
the
whole
truth, yelling
again. Because I can't. I don't have this. I can't do it. I don't have it in me.
So
I don't have it in me.
We'll be back next Friday. Before we close out, can't close out without my favorite IGs that I'm getting into this week. It's getting weird.
That's right.
If you want to find people recreating IG dances from early 2000 movies, follow Mitchell Gerard Johnson is his IG, and he recreates, like, you know, the Step Ups and the She's All That, and what's the one with Julia Stiles, Save the Last Dance.
Like,
will put on wigs, act as the people, and then redo the dance. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. And then this is one of my favorite TikToks, Cheryl and Jeff TikTok. It's grandparents who travel, and they try to do all the TikTok trends for traveling, and they're like traveling the world. It's so
this
cute.
Is
it's
cute.
It's worth it.
That's
it's worth
precious.
It. Anywho, I'll be back with more fun IGs next week. See y'all next week for an all new episode of Bonded by Bravo Pod. If you don't already follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Bonded by Bravo Pod. follow our podcast. If you do not already subscribe to our podcast on Apple or Spotify, please give us a subscribe button so we can start loving you back. We'll be back next Friday, friends. See you then.